I've Got You by Rita Morrow. Don't worry, I've got you. We tend to forget that when things are hectic, but God holds us close. He doesn't want us to worry about things. So why do we? I trust God. I have faith in God. I know that He's in control. So what gives? Satan is very present in our world, and he definitely tries to get the upper hand on us, especially when we feel a little under pressure. 1 Peter 5:8, New King James Version. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The devil plays mind games with us. He tries to make us feel anxious and unworthy of God's love. He even tried to play mind games with Jesus, but of course he failed. Luke 4:1-8, New King James Version. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." The devil is relentless. He will try every trick possible to turn our eyes away from God. But when we have Jesus in our hearts and we hold tight to our faith in him, he walks us through Satan's mind games. He gives us the strength to stand against Satan. When the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, the lies and the manipulation that Satan dishes out don't work. God taps us on the shoulder and reminds us of who we are to him. When we belong to him, it's a done deal. He's got us, and he's not going to let go of us. Certainly, Satan still tries to do his damage. We have to remember that we are God's children. We have to remember that God plans our steps. Ephesians 6:11, New International Version. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Have a blessed day.